Rain has begun to flare up again across the prairies this evening and will continue to become the primary theme of weather interests as we move forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The majority of the region from east central and some areas in southeastern Saskatchewan into Manitoba will likely be one of two areas of heavier rainfall. Most of the radar imagery at this hour, which was around 7:30 central time, was concentrated in the eastern parts of the Dakotas, but the storms are working their way northward fairly swiftly, and we will see an increase in precipitation across much of southern Manitoba as we go forward through the evening, and eventually we'll see an increase in precipitation occurring across parts of Saskatchewan as well. Now, the precipitation areas that I've described are in three different regions. The first is down in the Dakotas. Not much precipitation occurring in Manitoba right now, but central portions of Saskatchewan has some light shower activity occurring, most of which is occurring from north of Regina and over towards the Saskatoon area and eastward towards the Alberta border. There's a third area of precipitation occurring from Calgary up towards the Cold Lake area in Alberta. That is a line of thunderstorms that has produced some very heavy rainfall and will continue as we go forward through the evening. The main theme of interest overnight tonight will be the storms in the Dakotas working their way northward into portions of Manitoba and eventually into east central and southeastern parts of Saskatchewan. The upper level low responsible for all of this precipitation in the eastern parts of the prairies is expected to come out of the northern plains and work its way into the southwest and west central parts of Manitoba by the time we get to midnight, and then by dawn tomorrow the low will begin to move back to the west northwest, bringing its heaviest precipitation into the east central and interior southeastern parts of Saskatchewan. After that, the low pressure center will likely finish its loop and then begin moving off to the east-northeast once again. That looping motion is going to allow for many of the drier areas in southeastern portions of Saskatchewan to get some much-needed rain. Same is expected to be true in parts of southern portions of Manitoba, although most of that heavier rain will occur from midnight till just after dawn tomorrow. Rain totals across the east-central parts of Saskatchewan and west-central portions of Manitoba will run from 20 to 45 millimeters, and there will be some potential for more than 50 millimeters in a few RM districts. The precipitation should be concentrated on the Melville-Yorkton area and from there into Swan River and portions of the Dauphin region. Now, the area is not mentioned in southeastern Saskatchewan, and the rest of Manitoba will see amounts running from 5 to 15 millimeters. Further to the west in central and west-central portions of Saskatchewan, rain totals are not likely to be much more than about 4 to around 13 millimeters overnight tonight. And further to the west in Alberta, we'll see some heavy rain in the Calgary Red Deer area and down along the Front Range in the lower parts of the province, while other areas will end up seeing moisture totals running from 3 to around 13 millimeters with some local totals up close to 20. The precipitation will wind down as we go through the day Thursday. Most areas will see temporary drying, but there will be another storm system coming across the southern prairies as we go from Friday into Saturday. The system will be fast moving, not likely to be well organized. Anywhere from 2 to around 8 millimeters will occur most often. There will be some local totals between 8 and 13. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.